Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. We recently had our annual firm meeting, and one very interesting part was a panel about AI. While I knew AI was doing a lot of good for us and our accounting firm, including ChatGPT, I was impressed by the level of AI being used even further. This talk, along with all of our investment talk about the Magnificent Seven and the AI push being made, created today's topic. So we're going to dive deeper into some more topics surrounding artificial intelligence or AI.
AI has the potential to change many different areas of our lives. This is no longer back to the future with random things like automatized or floating skateboards. This is real life that has and will change the shape of our future.
So what has AI done to this point? Let's just categorize into two areas. First, automation, which we have seen used a good amount. And second, enhancement, where I think is where people will be very impressed in the future. But let's start with talking about automation. And the key here is ways to boost efficiency, reduce cost, and increase productivity. Add these all up and companies can get a lot of results at a low cost, also known as increasing their margins, which every company in the world wants to do. Automatic filling of forms with previously acquired data, automation of tasks such as monthly reminders or automated reports. Nothing too crazy, but this has come a long way and has added a lot of value for a lot of companies.
And I actually forget to include this when I think about automation, but autonomous vehicles are another area many companies are working on, with Tesla leading the way. We have already thought about that we would have driverless cars, but the Jetsons were way ahead of their time. And just to think about all the time we would be saved with driverless cars. Let's talk about the more exciting version, enhancement. Now, many times we might even know this is happening, but it's happening all around us. Think Amazon and Alexa. I know she might be a little annoying at times, but think about the things that Alexa offers you when you talk to her that you didn't even know you needed. Netflix offering you something through their algorithms instead of you scrolling for days to try and find something.
The healthcare field is another area that has been greatly affected by AI, and in many different ways that are not always easily seen by the consumer. I feel weird even saying things like predictive analytics, but it is being used in many areas in healthcare. This is also being used in the classroom. I recently toured a school, and based upon what questions a student got wrong on a test, a teacher can see that they are missing a key point that led to those numerous wrong answers. With that data, the teacher knows where the student needs to spend more time instead of using the old shotgun approach of having them reread the whole chapter.
Another area where we're likely to see further enhancements is the software we use at work. As many are aware, Microsoft recently purchased a minority stake in OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT. Microsoft is in the process of incorporating AI into all of the software we use, such as Excel, Word, and PowerPoint. Imagine all of the possibilities. And this surely lights a fire under their rival Google and their parent company Alphabet. I recently went on a tour of various venture capital firms in Silicon Valley, and the amount of capital being funneled into AI is staggering. We are at the beginning stages of this, and it's exciting to see what will come. But let's shift gears for a moment and look at this from an investment standpoint. There are many ways to play this theme. Some common areas will be software, semiconductors, and tech and hardware. So to split this up, maybe think about the hardware needed for AI and then companies using AI in their products.
And going back to the Magnificent Seven, the main reason they have done so well this year is because all of them are tied to AI in some way, shape, or form. Company like NVIDIA provides hardware such as semiconductors to run the systems AI is used on.
Or a company like Salesforce, who is using it in their product. They are a CRM company that uses AI within its platform for analytics and chatbots. And then all the big, maybe more well-known companies, Google for search algorithm, Amazon for logistics, Microsoft adding more AI into their products. It's everywhere.
And again, from the investment perspective, there's also some less well-known companies. So a company like Snowflake, which is a data management provider that hosts many of the models used for AI, or ServiceNow, who provides software solutions that help with automation.
There are numerous AI, big data, tech mutual funds, and ETFs to invest in, and those funds have brought in big money over the last few years, over $100 billion in assets since the end of 2020 for the mutual funds alone. They invest in all the same areas mentioned, many holdings, if not all of these companies. This could be an easy way to gain exposure to the universe without selecting individual companies.
And this is usually the way we recommend going. As always, there will be winners and losers, but using a mutual fund or an ETF gives you exposure to the idea, be it big data or AI, without all the single stock risk of just picking a few. So to recap today's episode, AI. I think we all think of it as something super futuristic, maybe a bit scary, but it is happening right now, and it has done some incredible things already. But back to the two basic functions, automation and enhancement. AI has done a lot for us and will continue doing a lot for us. I'm not sure we've taken advantage of it as much as we can, so keep your eyes out for when AI is being used. Whether it's Google Maps telling you to take a different route, or Netflix recommending a show you may have not originally chosen. And from an investment perspective, time will tell. Valuations for some of these AI-related names are pretty high, but that may play out with incredible earnings in the years to come. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@probwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.